It is graduation season, and here's a surprising number. Only 62% of students graduate college in 6 years in this country, and the number drops to 39% for black male students. In Tennessee, where the rate is even lower for black males, the state's education department has launched a task force to address this disparity. Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN reports.
All baccalaureate degrees candidates, please rise.
Students in the class of 2011 at the University of Memphis in Tennessee sat in a large auditorium as many of their loved ones celebrated their next chapter of life.
Terrence Deshaun Thomas. Tanisha M. Tutwiler.
As they walked across the stage in their caps and gowns, there was one name that wasn't called. Jamel Turner, who was black and from Memphis, dropped out the prior year because of financial troubles. He had a 3.8 GPA and big aspirations for law school.
You know, it was very important to me to be a graduate. You know, I wanted to be a representative. I was going to be, at that time, the first in my family to graduate.
But he needed to apply for federal financial aid and complete the application known as FAFSA.
So I was actually a junior, and I was doing my own FAFSA and, you know, handling my own. And my mom was like, I need the tax credit. It would help me out a lot if you would let me put you on my taxes, and I would have to do your FAFSA.
Turner agreed to let his mom claim him on her taxes, giving her a better return. But she didn't follow through with completing his financial aid application, the money he needed for tuition and housing.
Well, because I was staying on campus, I owed like $2,300, and I couldn't. The school wouldn't move forward with me on anything until I paid the money back. And I was just a college kid. You know, I was making $1,000 a month.
Getting kicked out of college because he couldn't pay led to a downward spiral. Turner lost his housing and started sleeping in his car. He essentially gave up on his future. And even though it happened in 2010, he still hasn't processed the devastation caused by his mom not holding up her end of the deal.
So I told my mom the other day, because I'm ready to get over it, so I'm about to start therapy. I was just telling her, you know, I lived in the city. I went to school in the city. I moved myself in and out of my dorm by myself every time.
Turner's story is symbolic of a pattern for black males across the U.S. According to the National Student Clearinghouse, black males are the least likely to graduate from college compared with other students. And in Tennessee, the 6-year graduation rate for black males at public universities is at least 20 percentage points below the rates of their peers in a given year. That's why the Tennessee Higher Education Commission developed the Black Male Success Initiative to address the issue. Sean Boyd is a member of the state's task force.
Even to get this many people in one space to say, hey, we have a problem, because if I think back 5 years ago, we didn't have this. You know, nobody really was talking about it.
Boyd says the group is starting listening tours at campuses around Tennessee to hear from black males about their experiences in college.
We have to really reimagine college and not just say, hey, go to college, like what was done to me.
A recent report from the group pointed to several barriers preventing black males from getting a degree. Not feeling like they belong on college campuses, being stereotyped as at risk, and having unmet financial needs. But some of those barriers also affect other groups of students, like Latinos, black women, and some white people, all of whom are graduating from public colleges at higher rates than black males. Daryl Miller works as a coach at Persist Nashville. It's a nonprofit that aims to help students succeed in college. Miller says black males are faced with mental health disparities that their peers don't have.
I think that us as African Americans have too much pride as well. What do we look like to go sit down and speak with somebody who doesn't know us from Adam and Eve and express how we feel or have been feeling in the past? Are they really gonna listen to us?
Miller says many of the high school and college students he works with also aren't exposed to high-paying career options. Not being pushed toward those fields can make side hustles feel like a better option.
And like I have students I speak to all the time, and a lot of them just straight up tell me I don't have to go to school to get money at this point in 2022.
And a lot of black males, he says, see college as a bad investment if the result is a low-paying job or no job at all. And there's truth to that. According to the nonprofit group Young Invincibles, racial employment gaps are still a thing despite a good job market. Data show that young black males with a bachelor's degree have the same chance of getting a job as their white counterparts with an associate's.
We don't want to be stuck with debt at 18 to 21 years old and end up not using that degree because we can't get hired because of lack of experience.
For black males who do want to get a degree, Jamel Turner has this suggestion.
I think that we should put therapy in these schools. I think that we should get these boys talking.
He believes undealt with traumas put a lot of young black males off track. Having access to therapy while in college could be the key to successfully completing a degree. That's in addition to Tennessee's Black Male Success Initiative's plans to make recommendations for providing black males with more financial support and mentorship programs. For Here and Now, I'm Damon Mitchell.